Michael Rapaport on President's Middle East Plan, Trump Gaza Plaza 2025. By Joel B. Polak on February 7, 2025. Comedian and actor Michael Rapaport offered his reaction Thursday to President Donald Trump's suggestion that the U.S. take over the Gaza Strip after relocating most of the Palestinian population, saying there may be no other option. Rapaport has moved from being an extreme critic of President Donald Trump to a somewhat neutral, and sometimes supportive, commentator, although he has said that he will never reveal who he actually voted for in the 2024 race. The issue that pushed him to leave the Democratic Party was the growing hostility toward Jews and Israel, especially after the Hamas terror attack of October 7. Rapaport traveled to Israel after the attack and performed on Israeli TV. In response to Trump's suggestion this week that the U.S. own Gaza, Rapaport said that no other option for peace had been successful, and blasted pro-Palestinian activists for supporting October 7, "You don't get no state for that. You might not like the Trump Gaza Plaza idea, but I don't know what to tell you at this point. What's really more offensive? pic.twitter.com/pxerpu. Michael Rapaport, at Michael Rapaport, February 6, 2025. If you're more offended by the idea of the United States taking over Gaza than what you have seen with your own eyes, for decade after decade, from October 7, even now, sometimes you have to learn the effing hard way. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.